It was April 20th, 2008, and I got a call that night and found out my 18-year-old son had been involved in an accident. Don't worry, there's funny stuff too. So by the next day, he was the most famous guy in Baltimore who nobody ever heard of. Now, Ezra never did things in ordinary ways. He didn't learn to read in school. His mom and I taught him at home using Calvin and Hobbes comics. And when he learned about sweatshops and was outraged, he didn't give money to a nonprofit. He got me to help him organize a mass protest at a local Walmart when he was 12 years old. And his friends would go off to summer camp, but I would take him to Dungeons and Dragons conventions. And he was a little unusual there, too, because he bathed. So he's not an ordinary guy. I didn't expect he'd have, normal accident. But I don't think I could have prepared myself for what actually happened to him. He was standing at the corner of Harford Road and Cold Spring Lane waiting for a bus. And under the street, there was this electrical switch that short-circuited. And in the same spot, at the same moment, there was a gas leak. So the explosion sent this manhole cover flying in the air while my son was standing on it. And that wasn't the funny part. Okay. So his head hit a sign about 10 feet up. That gave him a concussion. And when he landed on the sidewalk, he broke his collarbone. Okay, so I rushed down to shock trauma, and when I got there, there was this nurse who was actually kind of scolding him. She was saying, "Now, Ezra, I know you're upset, but you have to be respectful of other patients here. You need to stop using the F word." But now, you tell me, if you've just been blown into the air by an exploding manhole cover, you're way ahead of me. Isn't it appropriate to use the F word? I mean, especially if it follows the words, "What the?" So, if you're in an accident and they take you to shock trauma, I discover the first thing they do is slice off your clothes with a knife, so they can examine your injuries without aggravating them. So I'm looking down at my son lying there covered only with a sheet, and he's shaking with fear. And I just wished it could have been me instead of him. But I felt a little better when the doctor came by and asked him if he had any questions. And he said, "Yeah, who took my pants and did he buy me dinner first?" I figured he was going to be okay if he could still be a smartass, you know? Now, the nurse explained that he had temporary retrograde amnesia, which meant he couldn't remember anything that happened that day, and he had forgotten a lot of what had happened for a few weeks before that. But she promised that the next day he'd quickly get his memory back. But it was bizarre. He asked me what date it was, and I said April 20th, and he remembered instantly. That was Hitler's birthday. He was against that. And it was National Marijuana Day. He was for that. But he couldn't remember a thing that happened to him. But the real heartbreaker was about 3 weeks earlier, he'd had a nasty breakup with his girlfriend, and he couldn't remember it at all. Oh, God. You need to know that when I told him I was going to tell this story here, he made me promise to change all the names, including his own and his ex-girlfriend. So I kept my promise. So he couldn't remember the breakup, and he asked me, "Where's Jezebel? Why isn't Jezebel here?" If you only knew. The real Jezebel could sue me for slander. But anyway, so I had to explain why Jezebel wasn't there, and a minute later he'd forgotten, And he asked again, and he kept asking over. And it was like watching your kid have Alzheimer's. And now after the breakup, he got right back on the horse. He started dating somebody else, and she was really gorgeous, but he couldn't remember that either. So I'm explaining all this over and over again, at least 50 times, maybe 100. Finally, he was able to retain it a little, and he said, "So Jezebel and I aren't together anymore." I said, "That's right." And he said, "But now I'm dating Aphrodite." I said, "You got it." And he said, "Whoa, good for me." So luckily, the nurse was right. And the next day, he quickly recovered his memory. One of the doctors said, "Yeah, 18-year-olds tend to bounce." And the media loved it. I mean, even some national outlets picked up the story. You know, they don't usually get a manhole bites man story. The weird thing, though, is that none of them named him. They only referred to him as an 18-year-old man. So he became pretty famous, but now still nobody knows his name. So anyway, it's the night of April 20th, 2008, and I'm driving down to Shock Trauma alone, and I'm terrified. I have no idea how badly hurt he is. The only thing I know is he didn't lose consciousness, and that was a good thing. Except now, I'm also worried about how he's going to react when he sees me, because he's 18 years old, and I'm his dad, so I'm like the stupidest, most infuriating guy on the planet. I mean, even when he's in a good mood, he barely tolerates me, and I don't expect he's going to be in a good mood. So I get to the hospital, and four of us are standing around his bed. His sister, his stepdad, his mom, and me. And we're visiting for a little while, and after a while, he kind of politely dismisses his sister and his stepdad. But he lets his mom and me stay. And we're there all through the night until he's discharged the next afternoon. And today, he doesn't remember any of this, you know, the amnesia. But it doesn't really matter. What matters to me is in that desperate moment in both of our lives, when I needed him to want me the most, that's when he did. And sometimes the greatest gifts are the ones we don't even know we've given. Thank you.